percolator. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabba-jabba and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in the pot, Joe. I take them a slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me. Yeah. A cup, a
cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Excuse me, I'm choking on the coffee.
Conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with R.W.
Un cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. This is Coffee with R.W. I'm your host, yours truly, Ralph William. I hope you're doing well. And on this end of the week show, they usually tell, I've heard a lot of people say that if you're doing radio or whatever, don't put out the date, but when it's a Friday, it's something to be announced, because Friday is here. We made it through the end of the week, this gruesome week for a lot of people, especially those overseas, those that have nothing to do with politics and just trying to live their lives. My heart goes out to them. Good morning, Soros. That's not a good name to have, but I remember you from way back. But nice to see you, buddy. Hope you're doing well. I do want to say thank you, everybody, who checked out the show yesterday and have downloaded my latest podcast. And if you haven't downloaded already, please download my internet radio station, W-ESN, the Epic Strategies Network, which you can download Play Store or your Apple, or you can ask your Alexa devices, start WESN live, and you can tune in to the station and see what's going on. We got music and we got provocative conversations, so go check it out. Follow me on Twitter at the Ralph William, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I want to say, here's a cup of coffee on me to you. There you go. We are live on WESN, the Epic Strategies Network. For those of you that are listening there as well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And of course, we got my ceremonial routine every time we speak, whether it's the morning or the afternoon, whichever time you're listening to this. We like to start off with ceremonial sip of your brew. I choose my coffee. For those of you that are new, I like to take mines with Folgers Colombian coffee with some Silk almond milk coffee creamer with a dash of cinnamon. And the coffee creamer flavor is sweet and creamy. That's the flavor I got. They have three flavors: vanilla, caramel, and sweet and creamy. I'm waiting for a nice like pumpkin spice for the holidays. I think we're due for one. But anyway, so raise them up high, guys. If you have a cup, whether it be a coffee mug, a travel mug, a sippy cup, a doggy bowl, a beer hat, and instead of beer, you got coffee. Raise them up high and join me in a celebratory sip of coffee in the morning. Oh, man. Good stuff. I think even though I've got this Yeti mug for the reason to keep my coffee warm, I think I left it in there a little bit too long this morning. So I'm a little, it's not as warm as I expected. It's still good, though. It's still good. Thank you, Soros. So thank you, everybody, for joining me. It is a pleasure. Little quick things that I want to get through right now. We're going to be going through, some article that my AI, Shannon, is going to be talking about, where the vaccines for children 5 to 11 haven't been working so well. And also some leaked information about the adverse effects from vaccinations. And also, we're going to be changing gears to to a artist, a music artist, suing someone. And you'll find out who that is. I'm pretty sure some of you might know if you keep up with the news. And we're going to be discussing, or I'm going to be doing a little mix in the morning if we get to that point in the second hour, just to start everyone's day on the up and up on this Friday morning, if you're on the East Coast anyway. For those of you that are in other countries, how are you? I hope you're doing blessed. And I hope everything is well where you're at. So the one thing that I do want to mention is I am upset that I'm going to be not going to see the Batman movie. I really want to see it. But I think I might have to wait until a lot of the people die out going so I can go in peace. Soro says, do you still have your Discord server? Yes, I do. For anybody that wants to be a part of the Discord server, get on the link in the description box of the podcast and join the Discord server. I got to figure out a way to make that link good all the time. For some reason, some people tells me that it times out. But you can search for, I think you can search for Coffee with RW, the Discord server. That way you can join the Discord and all the links, all the news that I play here on the station and on the podcast, you can find it there, of course, along with the description box of the podcast. And also, if you want to check your horoscopes, that's another good place to check your horoscopes. I checked mine's today. You know what mine's told me? For Taurus, it says to stay away from politics for a day. Give yourself a break. For those of you that have known me, I was never really a politic content type of guy. But ever since these past 2 years, I've been diving into it. Maybe that was the whole point of what they were planning, to get people back into caring about politics or politicians, or I don't know, the state of the world. But it seems like the longer we go with this situation, the more difficult it's going to be like it might reunite everybody around the world to be as one, just to go against the quote-unquote elites. What's going on, Mr. A? How are you, my friend? I hope you had some luck with your cornholing tournament. Oh, damn. Damn, bro. A whole week of shows. Yes. Yeah, I deserve a coffee. Oh, no, that's not it. Where is it? I deserve a cup of coffee. Thank you, sir. I made sure that I did it. That was my goal. I'm trying to get to my health goals and get it to my show goals. And I made it a whole week of consistent shows. Yes. Thank you, Mr. A. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. It's good to have fans. Not fans. I don't want to call you fans, but, you know, homies. homies that have been in the thick of it with me here on the Bean and on the podcast scene for over 2 years now. But yeah. But let's get started, guys. Thank you very much for joining me. This is Coffee with RW. So we're going to be making my AI Shannon work double today. She's going to be going through an article that I came across. Of course, you can find the links in the description box below, talking about the problems with the jabs for children 5 to 11 and that it's not as safe as everyone thinks it is. I don't understand why they keep wanting to jab these kids, man. You guys, people need to really pay attention.
Parents, caregivers, school staff, and children have been waiting for today's authorization. 1-4 months later, it's clear that FDA authorization meant little, if anything, in terms of protection from COVID infection for young children. The FDA approved Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID shots for children between the ages of 5 and 11 on October 29, 2021. The data submitted to the FDA for approval claimed to show that immune responses of children in stage 3 trials were comparable to those of individuals 16 through 25 years of age, and therefore one could assume the same level of protection. The shots were 90.7% effective in preventing COVID-19 in children 5 through 11, and vaccinating younger children against COVID-19 will bring us closer to returning to a sense of normalcy. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock, MD. The dosage settled on by Pfizer-BioNTech for the 5-11 age group was 10 micrograms, as opposed to the 30 micrograms for those age 12 and above. Pfizer tested doses of 10, 20, and 30 micrograms on young children and ultimately settled on the smallest of the three options. Doses of 30 micrograms produced side effects that were deemed unacceptable. Doses of 20 micrograms produced more side effects than 10 micrograms, but with similar post-vaccination immunogenicity. What happened to Pfizer's ongoing trial data? The effectiveness data supplied to the FDA also stated that the trial was ongoing, as is indeed required for any drug that is not actually approved but only given an EUA, emergency use authorization. It is FDA's expectation that, following submission of an EUA request and issuance of an EUA, a sponsor would continue to collect placebo-controlled data in any ongoing trials for as long as feasible and would also work towards submission of a biologics license application, BLA, as soon as possible. 2. However, 4 months later it was not Pfizer or BioNTech that issued a report on latest findings related to the product under concern. Rather, a group of researchers from the New York State Department of Health, Albany, along with Dr. Eli Rosenberg of the Albany School of Public Health, published a study they called Effectiveness of the BNT162b2 Vaccine Among Children 5, 11, and 12, 17 Years in New York After the Emergence of the Omicron Variant. What they found is hugely important.
Pay attention.
Given that their study is based on more than 1 million vaccinated children, over 365,000 of whom were between the ages of 5 and 11. By contrast, just 4,700 children were enrolled in the Phase 3 trials conducted prior to receiving an EUA. The NYS study found that, During Omicron variant predominance, the vaccine efficacy against infection declined rapidly for NYS children 5-11 years, with low protection by 1 month following full vaccination. Furthermore, among children 12-17, protection declined substantially, albeit more slowly. Results: a dire failure and a cover-up. The results section of the study picked out a few select statistics to illustrate their conclusions, noting that over the duration of the period in question, the week of November 29, 2021 through January 24, the case incidence rate ratio, IR, for unvaccinated children versus the fully vaccinated dropped from 6.7 to 2.0 for the 12-17 age group. In the 5-11 age group, the IR for cases started out much lower at 3.1 and had dropped to 1.1 by the end of the study period. That is to say, the shots were by then useless. Statistics for hospitalization were slightly better, with an IR of 3.7 for the older age group at its lowest point and 1.9 for the younger age group, that is to say, unvaccinated children between the ages of 5 and 11 were twice as likely as their vaccinated counterparts to be hospitalized with COVID. The study's authors admitted, however, that with regard to hospitalization figures, outcomes were sparse, particularly when restricted to primary admission reason for COVID-19, translated into plain English. That means that the data provided for hospitalization is junk. Those kids could have been in hospital for anything under the sun and just happened to test positive for COVID on a 40-cycle PCR test. The study does not tell us which criteria were used to determine a case, nor does it tell us how many children were primarily admitted for COVID, though clearly the authors have that data.
So, Dr. Fauci, what do you say about that?
You are totally incorrect.
You think? You think, Fauci? So according to that, the whole thing in terms, I don't know why it's like these people stopped learning how to conduct good studies, because that seems to be common sense things that they should already know. And to report that a lot of children have gone into hospitals and not determining what types of, if they even have COVID or why they went to the hospital, they could have gone to the hospital for many other things. So, and the efficacy of the vaccines diminishing very quickly. They shouldn't have gotten shots anyway. According to the CDC, and everybody keeps saying, they have a very high rate of you know, either getting infected and not getting into any significant problems. What is it, like 99 point something percent survival rate? I don't know. But my point is that why were they getting forced with this shot? I have no idea. And they still are. There's still people. I think I saw a picture on Twitter that there's still people protesting, holding protests to keep the mask on, to keep the mask mandates on. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But hey, if that's what you want to do, do you, boo-boo. But I want to breathe, man. I want to breathe. I want to breathe some nice oxygen while we still can, before this planet goes to crap and then everybody has to go to the moon or Mars. Right, Soros? Yeah, you like that mask. Yeah. George Soros. I mean, Soros, sorry. But yeah. So it's crazy, man. I don't really... I understand it's better to be how do you say, overly protective, even though it doesn't really work. But when you have so much evidence against it, you know, I don't know. Mr. A says, I had to do a I had to oh sorry I had to do a random drug test for work yesterday. Oh, no. And they offered a vaccine while you wait. What? What? What is this? Hey, we're going to test your piss, but you want to take a vaccine? I mean, if you say yes, we'll look the other way, you know, depending on what we find. I don't know. We legal, Papa. Yeah, Jersey. Yes. In Jersey, you legal. I don't know about Ohio, though. Mr. A is in Ohio. But, yeah. What's up, Fair Use? And many other states. Yeah, of course. Of course. It would be nice to have in Pennsylvania. I'm going to be upfront with everybody. I used to have a medical card, but I never renewed it. I think it expired already, so I never went back. As much as I liked, how do you say it? not worrying about where it came from, that it was done properly, at least I hope it was, and that it was the pure medical grade, I don't like giving my money, especially overpaying for, to the government, because they wanted me to, well, it wasn't that much. I'm not going to complain, but they wanted me to pay every year twice to keep the card working. Plus I had to pay a visiting payment to a doctor that gave me the go ahead to get that. And I'm like, that's just money that I don't have, that I can't keep dishing out all the time. And I'm really not an avid user. Like, I kudos to those that can do it and be a functioning. I'm not that. I like it when I know I don't have to do anything and I use it for sleep. That's usually what I need it for. But lately I've been sleeping pretty good since, you know. But anyway, Fair Use says, hold on, let me see. Did I miss something? Medical only in Ohio for Mr. A. Okay. Fair Use says, like here, for example, if you got your med card, you have to forgive handgun. Oh, license. Yeah, no, that's another thing. So like, if you want to get a med card, you can't get your gun license. Soon, Mr. A, soon, says Fair Use. Mr. A says, I'm not a consumer, I'm a producer per se. Oh, okay. Might have to talk, sir. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. We don't do business like that. What's up, PBG? So let me continue on. How are we in time? Wow, do I talk so much? I wonder if I have enough time to squeeze this in. Going along with the jabs and how the efficacy of the vaccines weren't doing well with children, there's more evidence that came out in terms of adverse effects to the vaccines. And I'm going to give AI Shannon a break. But I do have a clip for you. So let me get this out and going.
Pfizer has finally released their vaccine information. Yes, it's true. Pfizer vaccine data. Pfizer wanted you to wait until 2085 to know about the vaccine. Remember, they tried to request 50 plus years. And about 75. How about we take 75 years to publish the information about the shot that we're mandating go into your children? Just alone should be, it should sound alarm bells, should be a major red flag for anybody that actually cares about truth in this world. Well, they were not allowed to conceal this information any longer. And the first tranche of this came out yesterday. 9 pages of side effects. 9 pages. 1,223 reported fatalities during just a 3-month period out of 42,000 reports. This person says, was this covered up? I'm really confused. This is not what we see in real life. That's because what you see in real life is the concealment of this. What you see in real life is that people have severe and sometimes even deadly vaccine side effects that are counted as something else, that are not reported into the VAERS system and that are considered not to be vaccine injuries because they say, well, they weren't vaccinated. It was too soon after the vaccine. So these people weren't, this is an unvaccinated person that randomly developed myocarditis.
Okay.
At 13 or whatever it is. So here's table one, general overview, selected characteristics of all cases received during reporting intervals. And they have the relevant cases here. And it looks like female members, much, much higher in this. Females, nearly 30,000 relevant cases. Males, nearly 10,000. No data of just 3,000. The age range looks like between 31 and 50 is the largest cohort of problems here. The case outcome, 20,000 of these cases were recovered or recovering. 500 of them recovered with sequelae. 11,361 not recovered at the time of report. So they haven't died yet, but they also haven't recovered yet. Fatal over 1,000, 1,223 fatal case outcomes from the vaccine. Unknown, nearly 10,000. Yeah, we're just not sure. Yeah, we're not sure about that. Just incredible. In a large new set of data cited by the New York Times, Pfizer's COVID vaccine showed negative vaccine effectiveness in children ages 5 to 11 after 35 days, with children aged 5 to 11 over 40% more likely to test positive 42 days after vaccination. We just let that soak in for a minute. Can we all just, bathe in this information for a moment, really let it seep into our pores and really truly understand what we're talking about here?
I don't know.
We know the path that this has gone down, right? We know that they changed the definition of vaccine to make this a vaccine, right? They falsely demonized things like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine to disguise the fact that there were actually alternatives out there for treatment, because that would have prevented them from issuing an emergency use authorization. See, if you have already some sort of cure, some sort of treatment that you can use, then you can't give the emergency use authorization for the vaccine. So they had to conceal actual treatments. They had to conceal potential cures in order to justify the emergency use of a vaccine that wasn't actually a vaccine. It was a mRNA DNA therapy that they're issuing. And of course, it was never going to work. This is the point of RNA viruses, right? They mutate too quickly for an effective vaccine to be developed. That's why there's never been a vaccine for an RNA virus. That's why the common cold still doesn't have a vaccine after all these centuries.
And
of course, we were telling
you
this since the very beginning. So they changed the definition of vaccine. They issue emergency use authorization for this so-called vaccine. And now it's admitted more or less openly, unless, of course, you ask, President Joe Biden at the State of the Union, who lied about this, again, pushing the vaccine, telling you that it will prevent transmission and prevent infection. Just completely not true. So now after 2 years, after about a little over a year of the vaccine rollout, we know for certain, without contention, the vaccine does not work, does not prevent you from getting the infection, does not prevent you from spreading the infection. And all of these were lied about. Like, they just act now like, yeah, I guess so. It doesn't work. It doesn't work quite as well as we said. Sure, it fades off after a couple months. Yes, you're going to have to get a booster, but that fades pretty rapidly too. And then you're going to have to get another booster. But if you get too many boosters too close together, you increase the risk of myocarditis. And also, the more boosters you get, the more damage it actually does to your immune system, leaving you more susceptible to the virus. But it's still mandated, and you'll still lose your job or perhaps be removed from the banking system entirely if you refuse to take it. But also, you know, never mind about that. Places like New York and all over the country that previously had vaccine mandates have all rolled them back now because it has nothing to do with the virus. It was never about your health. It's been about political control the entire time. And when they didn't need your vote, didn't need your permission, they had the most extreme mandates and were willing to destroy your life, humiliate you, deperson you, treat you like some sort of subhuman for refusing this vaccine. But now that we're getting closer to the midterms, now that some primaries have been held, now it's time to roll this back, to let the pressure off the leash a little bit, you know, loosen the noose around your neck for just long enough to convince you that they've solved things, that they're in charge, and that it's all good, and don't worry about it. And once they get your vote again, there'll be some sort of new pandemic, or it'll just be climate change. And once again, you'll be forced on no scientific basis whatsoever to destroy your own life and make the sacrifice necessary for all of us. It's despicable. And then it got to the point where they were actually injecting this into children who, while, you know, COVID-19, not really a big deal for anybody who's overall healthy, right? As long as you're not obese, as long as you don't have a pre-existing condition, as long as you're not 65 or older, it was basically the flu. It was basically a severe cold, more or less. Of course, it was also a bioweapon that was apparently designed in the labs by Moderna since the DNA sequence was discovered in a patent from 2016. But putting that to the side for a moment, you weren't really going to die from this unless you already, again, had some sort of crazy pre-existing condition, or unless you actually followed the hospital's advice of doing absolutely nothing to try to cure this and just waiting until you were having trouble breathing and they could shove a tube down your throat, cash a big fat check, and murder you. And then, you know, keep your family weeping on the other side of the wall and denying them their last chance to embrace you before you once again are murdered by their machine. But
so maybe I might have let that go a little bit too long, but I felt like he said it better than I could, and I think it's true. But on that note, thank you guys for sticking around, and we're about to get into a commercial break. So I want to say thank you for being here. You're listening to Coffee with RW.
Fair use is hugely important.
Hey, come here. Listen. Get close. Can you hear me? Are you wearing your mask? Did you get your vaccine? Damn.
Hey, listen, you. You're not listening to Ralph Wayne's podcast when he's live. There's something seriously wrong with you. You got to get yourself checked out. Go ask Dr. Fauci.
What a moron.
CaresNone.com. It's a clothing line. It's a lifestyle. Go to CaresNone.com. Check out their clothing line. It's fantastic. Use code DeGrayArea15 and you get 15% off. That's DeGrayArea15 and you get 15% off. CaresNone.com.
Are you uncertain about what's going on in your life? Or maybe you're trying to help someone else out fix theirs? Then I recommend you go to WholeEShift.com. That's WholeEShift.com. WHOLE, another E, SHIFT.com, and get yourself a reading from Poetic. She's a Reiki healer and is very experienced in this area. So make sure to go to WholeEShift.com, get yourself a reading today, or you can get it as a gift card and give it to someone who might need it. That's WholeEShift.com. Let them know Ralph William sent you. That's WholeEShift.com.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Coffee with RW.
Oh, man. I think I need a double after that one. Thank you, everybody, for joining. So it seems that the main point that I'm trying to make is that don't, you know, just because we're switching over to wars in Ukraine and things like that, that don't forget what was done before and what they try to do. It's kind of like what happened in Iraq, right? No, I'm sorry, Afghanistan. It's like everybody forgot about Americans that were over there. Have we even gotten all of them out? Whatever happened to the families of the 13 that passed away? I mean, this, it is true. We are, you know, we have a short attention span. We have a short attention span. So this is why I try and bring it up, just to remind certain people, like, hey, you know, just because we're moving on to something else now that's in the news or they're making it mainstream, don't forget what was going on a couple months ago or maybe even a year ago, you know? I'm pretty sure people in Canada are not going to forget. I'm wondering how that those trucker convoy here in the States is going. I haven't kept up with that. Maybe I'll work on that on Monday. But moving on. So my AI Shannon is going to be working double again. So I picked up on an article on this musician that I grew up with. Excuse me. And I'm trying to move away from two different topics now. So moving on to something else. This musician who is suing for conspiracy and defamation. And I'm pretty sure, and maybe it's my old age, but I don't know if I think I remember this and I forgot, because this was a while back. And maybe I heard it and kind of brushed it off. But it's kind of like not gangster in a good way, but, you know, gangster in a bad way, if that was the case. And who I'm talking about is Marilyn Manson. But I'll let AI Shannon let you know in the article.
Shock rocker Marilyn Manson is responding to Evan Rachel Wood's allegations of abuse by filing a lawsuit of his own. The 53-year-old recording artist, whose real name is Brian Warner, filed a defamation lawsuit against Wood this week, claiming she even hacked into his computer to impersonate FBI agents in an attempt to get more victims to come forward against him. Deadline reported that Warner's suit accuses Wood of creating a conspiracy that eventually derailed Warner's successful music, TV, and film career. This alludes to how Warner was dropped by his label after multiple women came forward saying he abused them, too. Wood was the first to publicly call out Warner. He denied any wrongdoing, and in the suit the rocker claims that Wood created a fictitious email account to manufacture purported evidence that Warner was emailing illicit pornography. We're filing this now because we have been able to gather an overwhelming trove of evidence, including both documents and witness statements, which proves that the stories that Evan Rachel Wood and her conspirator Ilmal Gore have been falsifying and spreading are both vindictive and demonstrably untrue, Warner's main attorney Howard King told Deadline. It's incredibly important to differentiate between the character of Marilyn Manson and the man Brian Warner, he continued. Wood's claims may resonate because of the intentionally shocking character of Marilyn Manson, but they simply do not reflect the truth. The manufactured facts these conspirators scripted a decade after the event never happened. Among other abuse allegations, Wood claims Warner essentially raped her during a music video shoot in 2007 for the song Heart-Shaped Glasses, When the Heart Guides the Hand. This incident and others were explored in the documentary Project Phoenix Rising, which premiered at Sundance. We had discussed a simulated sex scene, but once the cameras were rolling, he started penetrating me for real. I had never agreed to that. I'm a professional actress. I have been doing this my whole life. I'd never been on a set that unprofessional in my life up until this day. It was complete chaos, and I did not feel safe. No one was looking after me, the Westworld actress said. It was a really traumatizing experience filming the video, she continued. I didn't know how to advocate for myself or know how to say no, because I had been conditioned and trained to never talk back, to just soldier through. I felt disgusting and like I had done something shameful, and I could tell that the crew was very uncomfortable and nobody knew what to do, Wood said. I was coerced into a commercial sex act under false pretenses. That's when the first crime was committed against me and I was essentially raped on camera. Wood had initially said her former partner began grooming her as a teenager and then horrifically abused her for years. She also alleged the hardcore rocker brainwashed and manipulated her during their relationship. The Daily Wire's first original film, Shut In, has made its cinematic debut, being met with rave reviews. The Daily Wire is building an alternative to the leftist entertainment industry, one gripping movie at a time. Join us in this mission and stream Shut In today by becoming a Daily Wire member.
That's pretty crazy. Marilyn Manson pulling that off, man. And there's a lot of things that are that seems to be apparent in the entertainment business, man. People getting groomed at a young age. I came across this video last night. I've been getting a lot of like anonymous videos, not anonymous, but I've gotten some anonymous videos to the station to, I guess, to play. And maybe I'll do that on Monday. But I got one. I found one with Macaulay Culkin talking about the, what did they call it? The red shoe symbolism. If you guys have Google, give it a shot. See if you can find what I'm talking about. Thank you, Don Hasselhoff. She's a psycho. Which, who? The Gray? Who are you talking about? Marilyn, the one that's suing Marilyn Manson? And that's another thing that that's just a brief mention with Macaulay Culkin. I'll go into that on Monday. But the article, like, if that's true, I don't know which is worse. The fact that, I don't know if it's true that he actually did have relations with this woman during filming, which she I guess wasn't aware of or didn't sign up for, or if that's not true, the fact that she would hack into his computer or email to pretend that she's the FBI to coerce other females to tell other females to to, I guess, go forward and me too this guy. So I'm not pro or against what's going on. I don't know what happened, but it's just something that Marilyn Manson, I grew up listening to him, you know, and maybe I might have missed that piece of news when it first came out. Hey, Shannon, thank you for liking the show. I appreciate it. So I'm not too familiar with that. Maybe I remember it and my brain cells burned it off. I don't know. But I thought it was interesting that he's suing now for conspiracy and defamation. So maybe she's crazy if that whole thing was false and she actually did do all that. But it seems like he's not, well, people, I don't want to categorize people, but Marilyn Manson was a pretty shock, like the article said, a shock musician. So of course he's going to attract a lot of shocking individuals. The Great says, sounds like he had the evidence now. All right, yeah, that's what the article said. That that was one of the reasons why it took so long to file the lawsuit. So I guess kudos for him if that's the case. Who knows? Who knows how many people? I don't know. I don't want to say that it was false accusations, but who knows? the naughty bugger. Yeah. I'm sure there's a couple of house versions of Marilyn Manson that Man Cave has came across. Speaking of house versions, maybe not totally, but what time is it? Stay tuned to the second half of the hour. Probably got to come back with a nice little mini morning mix for those of you who are trying to keep it going in the morning. It is Friday, so I'm trying to lighten up the mood and just get through some of this news and articles and stuff. And then get back on a more lighter note. It's Friday. It's great to go out and go watch a movie. Damn it, I want to go see Batman. But I'm thinking about letting it die out and then going to see it on a later day when nobody's around. Because then it'll be worth it. Mr. A says, none of the Red Shoe videos will play even on DuckDuckGo. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'll see if I can send it to you, Mr. A, on Discord. And you can take a look at it, or just stay tuned for Monday, and I'll play the audio. It's pretty shocking, but I guess you could just search a red shoe symbolism. Like, what does a red shoe symbolizes in I guess in the entertainment business or elites? But I think it was a interview that Macaulay Culkin did in France, from what I got from the video. And he really goes into detail about the type of people that are in the entertainment business. So for those of you that want to get into the entertainment business really bad, I mean, how bad do you really want it? That's up to you. All right, let me see if I can get this out of the way. What do I need to? Okay. So since you're talking about DuckDuckGo, thanks for the segue, Mr. Ray. Google is going to be implementing, I guess maybe they're already doing it, a new technology that's going to be able to, how do you say, predict what you're doing due to your body language. Something like that. Just take a listen. AI Shannon, speaking of AI Shannon, take it away.
Google's Advanced Technology and Products, AdUp Division unveiled new creepy technology that can read movements and body language to help devices understand the social content around them, so they can make decisions without proactive human input. The technology insists that it has some semblance of privacy as it uses radar technology, not cameras. The technology has been showcased in a new video by AdUp, which outlines Google's latest technologies. The idea is to create socially intelligent devices. As humans, we understand each other intuitively, without saying a single word, said Leonardo Giusti, head of design at AdUp. We pick up on social cues, subtle gestures, that we innately understand and react to. What if computers understood us this way? The technology is presented as being used in future devices like smart TVs to pause video when you stand from your seat or to turn down the volume when you doze off. According to Wired, the technology could be used on other devices, like a wall-mounted thermostat to tell you the weather conditions outside when you walk past. Chris Harrison, of Carnegie Mellon University's Human-Computer Interaction Institute, told Wired, "Humans are hardwired to really understand human behavior. And when computers break it, it does lead to these sort of extra frustrating situations. There is also the issue of privacy, where many people might not feel confident that Google is not collecting and using data from the Soli chip. There's no such thing as privacy invading and not privacy invading," Harrison said. "Everything is on a spectrum."
So, hey, Angie, how are you? So, yeah, Google's really getting into the learning us. Some of the things sounds kind of practical, right? I mean, you want to walk past a thermostat? You want to know how to adjust your thermostat due to the weather out there? Don't worry about it, bud. We'll take care of it. You know, we'll let you know, but we got your back. You know what this reminds me of? Is that movie iRobot with what's this guy's name? Will Smith, and how angry he was with the robots. I have a feeling there's gonna be a lot of us. Well, maybe probably just me, gonna be upset with these That's really going to be coming down to it. If anybody's seen those videos of that AI robot talking to people at some conference with the face, like the showing facial expressions and all that, that is nuts. And answering their questions, that's crazy, man. The stuff that's happening, and it's happening at such a rapid rate. Everything that we've been seeing in terms of like movies and sci-fi, it's kind of coming to fruition. But I hope it doesn't go too far in terms of realism. They're gonna start like, you know, we figured out that it's you humans that are the problem. It's you guys. You guys are destroying the planet. You guys are adding to the carbon footprint. You know, I think it's time that we put a stop to you humans. Shannon says AI can destroy civilization. Probably. And this is a good segue on carbon footprint. This is a video that was sent to me through to the station. Now, I can't authenticate if this video is, you know, I can't say if this video is correct or not. It seems like it's a scene from a movie, or it could be like a promotion for something. It says it's a video from the World Economic Forum. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but it's going to be extreme. It seems extreme, but it kind of aligns with the whole thought of carbon footprinting and trying to do well by the environment. This could be propaganda. Of course it is. But just to give you an idea on what people think. And it's not too far from how China does it. Well, when you listen to it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But here's a clip.
We're off on holiday to the south of France.
Oh, nice. It's a long way by coach.
I know. It's just, you know, the environment.
Yes, we should all think of that.
I don't want to sound like a twat, but I just, you know, I do think that we've all got a responsibility. I just do.
No, you're right. We do. We all do. Why did you have him then?
Sorry?
Nothing uses carbon like a first world human, yet you created one. Why? Why would you do that? He will produce 515 tons of carbon in his lifetime. That's 40 trucks worth.
He's talking about her son. Having him was the equivalent
of nearly 6,500 flights to Paris. You could have flown 90 times a year, there and back nearly every week of your life, and still not have the same impact on the planet as his birth had.
Yeah, but I don't think...
Not to mention pesticides, detergents, the huge quantity of plastics, the nuclear fuels used to keep him warm. His birth was a selfish act. It was brutal. You have condemned others to suffering. In fact, if you really cared, what you'd do is cut his throat open right now.
Excuse me.
Or I could do it for you. I could take out the knife, make an incision in his neck, walk away. I'd get my coach over there, and you would have done more than your bit for the future of humanity. I could do it now. But look at me chatting. I think they're about to leave. I hope he gets over that flu. But maybe he just shouldn't.
And then it fades and it says World Economic Forum on it. So who knows? Who knows? That's very extreme. It seems straight out of a Black Mirror episode. I don't know. But I'll see if I can find a way to share it on Discord. and people can take a look at it. But having humans is a way of affecting the environment. You know that according to a lot of people. The gray area says straight out of Compton. Yes. Yes, straight out of Compton. Would have been a lot better. Well, anyway, thank you everybody for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. You're listening to Coffee with RW here in the morning. Thank you. If you're listening to WESN, the Epic Strategies Network Live, thank you. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. And we're going to be taking a break soon. And to go to the top of the hour news, and then we'll be right back on WESN, Epic Strategies Network. And be on the lookout for other shows like The Old Man's Podcast with Dana Joe and Eric Kirk coming up. And other shows like The Gray Area and Slacker 82 Alpha, who was on in the mornings before me. And if you haven't downloaded the app, please do so at your Google Play Store or Apple Store. Or ask your Alexa devices, start WESN live, and you can tune into the station. So let's take this opportunity to go and pay some bills. Let's go. Peace.
CaresNone.com. It's a clothing line. It's a lifestyle. Go to CaresNone.com. Check out their clothing line. It's fantastic. Use code DeGrayArea15 and you get 15% off. That's DeGrayArea15 and you get 15% off. CaresNone.com.
Hey, are you looking for a company that provides welding services? You need to create a container home? Then look no further. Go check out HernandezMobileWelding.com. That's HernandezMobileWelding.com, a licensed and insured welding company that is located in the Florida area. Make sure to give them a call at 954-347-4071. That's 954-347-4071. They are based out of Florida for all your welding needs. That's 954-347-4071. Hernandez Mobile Welding.
Having conversations about society, one cup at a time. Coffee with RW. Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Snappy snap. Thank you everybody for joining. If you're new here, hit that follow button. I greatly appreciate it. It's time for round two. Round two. Well, not yet, but when we come back on WESN, I'm gonna do a little morning mix for you guys. Just to get you going. I'll take some calls if anybody wants. It's up to you. Until we get closer to the Old Man's Podcast with Dana Joe and Eric Kirk. 429, my life. F my life. Gas is expensive. Wow. They were no joke. And I was looking at articles saying that gas is going to be up to $5. That is no joke. No joke. Don't Hasselhoff says, damn, $3.49 in Wisconsin yesterday. Wow. Yeah, we're about that. I think around the $3.60, $3.80 in PA. I haven't seen it now. Maybe it's going up. Who knows? This is Illinois. Went up today, and oh my man, that is bananas. Shannon says, "Closing that pipeline really has that. Wait, really hurt Americans? Yeah, really hurt America. Yeah, Shannon. What part of the world are you from, Shannon? I don't think I've had the pleasure. Or maybe I forgot. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. But maybe it wasn't even just that. It was probably several things. New Orleans. Oh, okay. Nice. Good thing I filled up yesterday, though. Then, yeah. You might need to fill up some barrels and leave it in your side of your house. Because you never know, man. Time is going to be rough. Who knows when when they're going to shut stuff down completely.